Five Ways to Understand Full Renunciation by Krishna's Mercy.
Savihayottariyani Maharhani Mahaishaya Visrij Mansa Rajan Jananye Ma Samadishat. Quote, giving up his very valuable upper garments, that very celebrated one put aside any thoughts of the kingdom and told me to stay with his mother. Sita Devi speaking to Hanuman, Valmiki Ramayana, Sundara Kand, 33.26.
1. Choosing right over wrong.
It is like that voice inside your head. Or as they playfully depict in film and television, the two advisors sitting on either shoulder. One is tempting you towards the wrong way, to enjoy now and forget about others. The other advisor reminds you of the right way, which may not be so easy to follow. To choose right over wrong is to make some sort of sacrifice. I try my best to follow what is right, but I have to really try sometimes.
2. Not lured by power.
Have you ever met someone who is not interested in becoming the leader? They are not eager to trash their colleagues in the hopes of impressing the boss. The one who is fine with being chosen or being overlooked. Those people are rare in life, and I always appreciate meeting them.
3. Exiting the arena without an interest.
The fans of a particular sports personality are always eager for more accomplishments. They are greedy in this sense, but I am impressed by those who give up once they lose interest. They are so close to breaking more records, but they do not seek the false prestige that accompanies those accomplishments.
4. Leaving behind valuable clothes.
Imagine if you had to go to school wearing old and worn out clothes. This is after you were known for your fashion sense, for impressing others with how you dress. I could never do that. I could never withstand the scrutiny. People would make fun of me.
5. Going from riches to rags without blinking an eye.
After reaching a certain standard of living, how do people cut back? I know it happens that the wealthy sometimes become bankrupt through some misfortune in their business ventures. A bad gamble. A poor decision on a commodity. It must be terrible having to do your own laundry after you had servants taking care of everything for so long.
The Vedic tradition is unique in that it tries to give a full and complete understanding of the entity otherwise only vaguely known as God, the Almighty, the Supreme Divine Being, the man upstairs, the invisible figure beyond the clouds. These are helpful identifications, in that they acknowledge someone or something is beyond what we experience with our direct vision in this world, but there is more to know. That knowledge is a benefit. There is something further to be gained, to be experienced, to be enjoyed, which lasts beyond the limits of time as we know it. The Vedic tradition gives the name Bhagavan. Taking the literal translation, this refers to someone who holds all fortunes. Bhagavan is the most fortunate person, no one can be superior in that area. What area specifically? Any and all of them.
Aishwaryasya samagrasya. Viryasya yashasa shriya. Janvairagyayashchev. Sharna bhag itingna. Quote, Bhagwan means who possesses these six opulences in full, all riches, all strength, all influence, all wisdom, all beauty, all renunciation. Vishnu Purana, 6547.
Parashara Muni provides the six general categories. Beauty, wealth, strength, fame, wisdom, and renunciation. Bhagwan is within all six, and each category is to the fullest extent. Since it is impossible to get an accurate measurement of any of these opulences, Bhagwan is also known as Atokshaja. Of the six categories, renunciation might appear odd or out of place. It is not something we typically identify or praise in others, though we certainly do in subtle ways. The person who is able to wake up on time every day. The person who is temperate in their eating and drinking. The person who remains calm under pressure. The person who is not easily agitated, especially when on the receiving end of verbal abuse. But what does full renunciation mean? How can we understand the way that this manifests? In addition, what is the actual benefit? Why should Bhagwan be praised for holding vairagya to the highest degree? The above-mentioned scenes give an idea, especially with the sudden change in fortune. Sita Devi, the wife of Sri Rama, describes how her husband immediately put aside thoughts of the kingdom. Rama was set to inherit the throne of Ayodhya, based on both protocol and the sentiment of the people. The father, King Dasharath, had moments prior agreed to the transfer after proper consultation with his ministers. Rama is Bhagwan. There is no difference between the original personality of Godhead and his personal expansions, which are also known as incarnations. In one sense, the avatars are more important since they give visual support to the concept of nirguna, which is the lack of material qualities. The avatara also paints a picture of the qualities within Bhagavan. Rama can give up a kingdom at a moment's notice. He can renounce costly garments and exchange them for the garb of a mendicant. Rama can voluntarily become like a homeless person, without lamenting, without giving it a second thought. He shows vairagya for the benefit of others, to further a noble purpose, to uphold Dharma, and in the process he further endears himself to the devotees. The devoted souls follow in his example, and because of their firm devotion they too can exhibit vairagya. When necessary, someone like Sita can give up the only life she has ever known, royalty. In closing, after life standard increasing, trouble then releasing, downgrading possible not, after everything I've got, but Rama changing in second one, with kingdom then possessions none, for purpose Dharma to uphold, opulence Bhagavan to hold.